1024 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. In Pontiac, Michigan, a jury today begins deliberating the case of Jennifer Crumley, accused of involuntary manslaughter in a school shooting carried out by her son, Ethan.
The defense argues Crumley was a hypervigilant mother who made some mistakes but never could have known her son was a threat. But the prosecution says she and her husband bought their son the gun used in the shooting, failed to secure it, and ignored a number of red flags with his mental health. A conviction would mark the first time in American history the parent of a school shooter was found guilty in their child's deadly attack.
ABC's Trevor Ault. The language of the highly anticipated border security bill is now out. The Senate expected to start debate on Wednesday. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he will not bring it up for a vote. President Biden vowing further retaliation following a wave of U.S. airstrikes against Iran-backed militia groups. Nonstop rain across much of California, 8 counties in states of emergency. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden has some competition for Wisconsin Democratic primary voters in April. The state Supreme Court ordered Dean Phillips' name to be on the ballot Friday. Phillips says democracy works best when voters have choices.
I believe democracy requires competition. It makes everything better. American voters deserve choices. 70% of American voters don't want Donald Trump or Joe Biden.
Phillips on Upfront on WISN-TV. The Wisconsin Supreme Court says it will hear Governor Evers' lawsuit challenging the legislature's practice of blocking his initiatives in committee. The governor sued the legislature for blocking a number of conservation projects. Evers says lawmakers should not be able to kill plans that passed as separate laws or part of the state budget. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Madison schools could have staggered start times next school year. Madison's interim superintendent, Lisa Kavistad, told Channel 3000 that the district should come to a final decision in April. Madison schools continue to face issues with their school buses. 23 area elementary schools and 5 middle schools have had to adjust their start times due to a shortage of bus drivers causing delays and missed stops. Kavistad says that families in the district will receive a survey to share their thoughts on staggering school start times. Madison officials will hold a virtual public meeting tomorrow night to talk about a potential passenger rail station. The city has identified several potential sites for a rail station, mostly on the east side and downtown. Identifying a space for a station is the first step to potentially bringing passenger rail to Madison. The meeting begins at 6 tomorrow, and you can register to attend the meeting on the City of Madison website. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wuggehout, WMDX News.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. Biomarker testing was a turning point for me. By working with my oncologist, we were able to determine the most appropriate treatment plan. My fear was I wasn't going to be here to see my children grow up. That gave me hope, knowing that I have that chance, and I did. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Wisconsin loses to Purdue. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Badgers losing 75-69 before a nationally televised audience. That's back-to-back losses now. Head coach Greg Gard.
I think the losing a game always gets your attention more, but I don't think there's anything that we have seen transpire in the last two games that we hadn't talked about before, and it's masqueraded by winning.
NBA, the Bucks came up short in Utah. Final score 123-108. Head coach Doc Rivers asked about Damian Lillard, who appeared to be playing despite an injury.
We think he's okay, but he was struggling all game with the ankle.
The Bucks road trip continues tomorrow night in Phoenix. And the teams for Super Bowl 58 have arrived in Las Vegas, and already the trash talk is underway. 49ers defensive end Nick Bosa asked about the Chiefs' right guard Trey Smith and right tackle Juwan Taylor.
Taylor and Smith leads the NFL. Ton of penalties. Anything stand out when you watch them?
They hold a lot.
That's the 49ers' Nick Bosa. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Some patchy fog and frost this morning, then gradually clearing with a little sunshine as we head into the afternoon. High today, 41, with wind northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, more fog. We'll drop down to 27 for a low. Tomorrow will be sunny and warmer with a high near 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Temperature now 24.
Connecting the dots between the left and the right. Rational Revolution with Chris Elfheim. Saturdays at 2 and Sundays at 1. On the talk you can't ignore, Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
How do you respond to that your support of Trump is sanctioning that kind of behavior, sexual assault and defamation?
Well, I think it's actually very unfair to the victims of sexual assault to say that somehow their lives are being worse by electing Donald Trump for president, when what he's trying to do, I think, is restore prosperity. So I think it's insulting to the victims of sexual assault.
Huh. He's trying to restore prosperity. You mean the 22 million jobs that he lost?
Right.
Or... okay, that was traitorous douche nozzle J.D. Vance, and we do highly recommend Rude Pundit. It's a very rude piece about what a traitorous douche nozzle.
We've linked to it at stephaniemiller.com.
Okay, we have more of that. Yeah, speaking of Joe Biden's horrible economy, Keith tweets, black unemployment rate by president, the worst ever was 21.2% in 1983 under Reagan, second worst 16.9% in 2020 under Trump. Best ever, 4.8% in 2023. Biden, last year was the first time ever black unemployment never rose above 6%. Okay. For next time, you know, they do one of those all black people are going to vote for Trump stories that makes your, you know, head explode. Okay. Where was I? Oh, I got a love tweet from that guy again, from Tom.
Oh, no.
Tom's with,
I don't,
and this is
regarding... well, he tweeted, nice to see that the bulimic ditch licker...
Oh.
That's me. That's how I know it's Tom. Oh. Yeah.
he wants to date you.
He wants to kiss me. Nice to see that the bulimic ditch licker has some new guests on for Friday. Oh, wait, it's the same left-wing hacks she has on every Friday. Oh, how dare you. John Fugel sang in Frangela, sir. You are not fit to lick their boots and Kirshner.
Or their ditch.
Uh-huh.
Pardon me? Chris Louise.
He started it!
All right, well, now I have to go talk to a giggling whore because you've taken us into the gutter once again. Jenny in Baltimore. Hi, Jen.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good, go ahead. I'm a bulimic ditch. Never mind.
I understand.
Yes.
Dish liquor, I got
no
it.
To the first part, yes to the second part, but go ahead.
I don't want to know what that means. Listen, I'm calling because I understand you're going to have a renowned psychologist on, Dr. Wanda.
Yes. Yes.
And I need to have her explain or, you know, give me the fundamental reasons why I need the validation of being called a giggling whore every week in front of 6 million listeners. Is there anything she could do to help?
Yes. Why are you hitting yourself? Why are you healing yourself? Show us on the giggling whore. All right. Where the mean lady touched you. Okay. All right. Yes. Call back in an hour. Love you. Bye-bye, giggling. She's extra giggly this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. I did still have, despite being underwater, I still had Jody print all of Twitter and Threads. A lot of good points.
You live on a cliff, so water doesn't pool around
yes,
here.
Yes, Paula Poundstone said Stephanie Miller's house is going to wash right off that cliff, and then we all lose. So far, so good. No, nothing. So far.
I'm doing better than Laurel Canyon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the
movie?
Hills.
Oh, the place.
The hills okay. are getting some.
Hills again. Are alive yes. with the sounds of splish.
Yeah.
Okay.
With the sounds of mudslides.
Yes, exactly.
Natasha tweets, if you're still saying these are pandemic jobs coming back, I suggest you read more and troll less. We passed the pre-pandemic job levels in August 2022. They are running out of ways to spin this. No, these are not pandemic jobs coming back. They will do any stretch to avoid giving Joe Biden any credit. It's really quite extraordinary. Julie tweets, former President Trump blew through $50,000 in campaign cash on legal fees for an election racketeering case co-defending Kenneth Cheeseborough, who is now expected to testify against him, according to a new report, LOL. Okay, so the one lawyer he paid
right.
is going to testify against
right.
him. That's fantastic. Okay, and Greg Proops, who we have to get back in here, Jody. I miss my poop
okay.
dog.
Yeah, poop dog.
Yes, my poop dog. He tweets, Congress is not bitterly divided. One side is there to destroy everything, and the other side are Democrats. Thank you. This border thing, the latest, and I guess we knew this was going to happen, but man, on cue, just took Trump's marching orders. What's his name? I can't even keep track, Jody. What ridiculous things did he say this weekend? He was on Meet the Press. I can't abide Meet the Press anymore, but Speaker God Warrior was on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He
was something about, I don't know, more about him being appointed by God or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's more like Orange Jesus, more importantly, who told him don't do anything about the border. Okay. I don't understand. I don't think they are going to get away with this politically because people see it. They're like, you're right. The ones that aren't fixing it. Even conservatives are saying this is the most conservative border bill that they've ever seen or would ever get, even if they had all three branches. Yes, Adam tweets, while people focus on what Fannie Willis does in her bedroom, I'm curious why Trump has a secret room in his bedroom and whether state secrets are hidden in it. Yeah, what's, as Andrew Weissman would say, snap-a-doodle, what's going on with the FBI and questions about that particular? Okay. I'm demanding answers this Monday morning. I would like them on my desk by the end of business. Let's go.
By COB. By COB.
COB. As douchey bosses say. Oh, Dr. Friedman said people are less than half as likely to get a COVID vaccine than a flu vaccine. COVID is more transmissible, more deadly, and has more long-term consequences than the flu. Shocking. Yeah, I don't get it. Why is it like some people are... The flu's a vaccine, but we've just become such... What's the word, Jody?
Idiots.
COVIDiots. That, like, it's just because that's been so politicized that we still have a shockingly low number of people that are vaccinated for all the latest variants. All right, Chris, it's time for you to be wrong in hour two.
Okay, let's do this.
Okay. Who said we had a blowout jobs report? I know many of my conservative friends are trying to drill holes in this report, but you know what, folks? It is what it is. It's a very strong report. Not every economic stat should be viewed through a political lens. Who said that?
Gary Gnu.
Larry Kudlow on Fox Business? Larry Kudlow said that? Okay, I can't tell, Jody, whether he is drinking more or he has stopped drinking, but I don't. Okay. All right, and Bambi with a tweet that we will save for Dr. Wanda. She said, sometimes I think about before Trump, we had problems, but the extreme darkness, rage, hate, and violence wasn't embraced openly. After his walk down the stairs at Trump Tower, he unleashed a virulent cancer that has metastasized into all aspects of our lives and nation. 8 years is too long. I think that's what it is. Every other president has shut the up and gone away. Mm-hmm. He just... Oh, my God. It's just, I never, you know how we felt like we would never make it through those 4 years? The fact right. that it's just a recurring nightmare is, okay, I'm putting that in Dr. Wanda's staff.
Okay, good.
Okay, Kevin in D.C. Hello, Kevin.
Good morning, everybody.
Oh, hi.
Hi. I must it dovetails what I'm talking about, you know, when Chris mentioned about his friends. I don't know why people got upset with him because I have experienced personally what Chris is talking about, people I thought would know better.
Yeah, Chris wasn't saying he thinks that. He's right. telling me what he was telling us what.
No.
And he was,
right. And you know, and these are just observations from a few friends of mine. This isn't, you know,
the nation writ large or anything like that. Yeah.
I got it. I'm saying I knew what you were right. saying. I'm saying other people clearly didn't get it. I'm saying I agree with you because I've personally experienced the sentiment.
And it's a little bit frightening to see this change in your friends, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mine is worse. A couple of them are family
right.
that I've known all my life.
Yeah.
Still
and you don't want to be patronizing about what is a really emotional issue and what is really, I mean, nobody yes. likes to right. see genocide. Right. It's nobody's like, oh, good. No. But, you know, you're right, Kevin. When they say, I'm going to write in Free Palestine, and then when they're asked, okay, well, if that helps Trump get in, oh, I don't care. Right. It's like, you know, when the Palestinian people will never be free if Trump gets back in. I mean,
it's like when I found out that some friends, you know, were Trump supporters. And then you tried to talk some sense into them and they shut it down.
Yeah.
You know, a change comes across them.
Yeah.
That isn't penetrable. And it's really frightening.
Well, you know, guys, I think that you've hit upon it because two out of the four. Well, I shouldn't call it the four person because they feel the same way, but they say they're going to hold their nose and vote for Biden. Okay. But they agree with everything the Senate about why they shouldn't. But a couple of them said, basically, I asked them, I went, you know, thing for thing, topic for topic, women's rights, gay rights, everything. And when I shut them, when they could not give me a good excuse why voting for Trump and his minions, his idiots, was better, because step by step, point by point, Biden and Democrats are clearly better. Then they said, "Okay, I just want it all to burn." And the other one, and when I said that,
there's going to be a segment of "Let It Burn It All Down," people.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, this gives me hope. Voters say the most urgent issue facing the country today is preserving democracy in the United States, according to a new Quinnipiac. 24% listed that as their top issue. It was the top issue for both Democrats and Independents. Mm-hmm. You know, and again, I guess this latest polling, Kevin, I was saying it's like 2% of Democrats don't support Biden. And the media makes it seem like, you know, it's 80% of us or something, right?
Yes, ma'am. And that's why I feel, again, no being happy, as they say, no being happy.
Don't get happy.
But the media can really make you think things are bigger than they are. Right. And I think some of the things I've been reading the past couple of weeks, including up to this poll, makes me think that though the naysayers and the burn it down crew, which again, I'm sad that I have family. I still choke saying that out loud. I have family that feel that way. I think that they will be, those numbers will be compensated by, especially women will lead the way, the ones who are still upset over the ongoing.
Yes, we have to do everything as usual. Not that it's bitter.
I've been okay with you guys sharing the bird, if not taking over for years. When I first got over not asking for directions, you know, that old male trope, I found out that, hey, asking for help gets me there fast.
My penis, as it turns out, is not a divining rod that tells me if I'm going in the right direction.
It's amazing.
Let me just say one last tweet. Adam tweets, this nation's first black president was held to impossible standards. Its first orange one is held to none.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's part of it that we just get right back to. It's just pure racism, and he allows people to say all the racist crap they've always wanted to say. And it's.
Thank you for saying that. I still say it because I don't have any F's to give, as they say. I used to be kind of dance around and whatnot. But I'm glad that you and others realize that it's not saying that all white people are basically racist and horrible and blah, blah, blah. But that is an elephant in the room. You just mentioned clear things where they accept outrageous behavior from white people in charge. And Obama was put in a virtually impossible situation. That proves it right there. But like I said, I hope when all said is done, we get to be happy, clappy. I get to wake up every day without thinking that with this Damocles sword hanging over our heads. I mean, my foot should be up, and we should all not even be worrying about the chances who would win. But here we are because of racism, or at least a large part of it.
Yeah. Well, listen, you and I have done our part for, you know, ebony and ivory and interracial hearing for years now, but we can't do it all, Kevin. Our sluttiness only takes America so far.
The child is black. The child is white.
Oh, we we did not. We did not.
Yeah, we did.
Louie, 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 Louie. Okay. All right, don't make me do the whole. Okay. 19 minutes after.
Are you going to sing Brown Sugar next?
Danger, danger when you... Days of Brown Sugar. Ow. Kevin and I fell in love overnight. Okay, I think I'll pause here. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by... What's that? I guess the quote.
Oh?
Who said, I'm going to be able to buy some premium dog food now?
Droopy Dog.
No! E. Jean Carroll said that her Great Pyrenees and her pit bull now can get Dr. Moody's food. Why, what's this? Would that be an unsolicited
catamonial?
It's a catamonial. Okay. It's very specific. Lynn Gray says, Stefan the Gang in Yokatoya. Right, I read this before, but thrilled to hear his name on the show. His nature's feast is now powering him to battle his new brother, an 11-month-old rescue Malamute, Fezzik. She sent us video. Fezzik. Who's a good boy in the nature's band? Okay. He is who as is now is the new Brute Squad.
Oh.
I don't know what that means to her.
Okay. But,
hello, Fezzik. Welcome to the Dr. Mahoudi's family. Okay. All right. I assume there's a little, like, making sure that you keep your nature's feast from, separate from your nature's blend.
Right.
Dogs and cats living together. Crisis of epic proportions. Yada, yada.
Doi.
Yeah. DrMartyPets.com/Miller. 54% off right now and a free pack of Tilly's Treasures. Or you can text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply, or go right to DrMartyPets.com/Miller.
It even vibrates like real.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text Stephanie to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
Well, Valentine's Day is coming, and if you'd like to, too, go to adamandeve.com. What? Yes, Valentine's Day, and here's the biggest turn on. Adamandeve.com, you get 50% off. Oh, yeah, that makes me hot right away, 50% off. Almost any item plus free shipping. All you do is type in Miller at adamandeve.com. Ignite your Valentine's Day this year with adamandeve.com. How are you planning to spice things up in the bedroom this Valentine's season? I feel like the Oprah of adamandeve.com, and you get a dildo, and you get a vibrator, and you get massage oil. Anything you want. They have I have booby party napkins, people. There's party games. There is literally something for everybody. When you go to adamandeve.com and select any one item, you get that 50% off anything. That's not all. When you select your one item, you also get free shipping. Head on over to adamandeve.com. Be sure to use the code Miller. That's M-I-L-L-E-R. Miller at adamandeve.com. Have a happy Valentine's Day.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's Black History Month, and civic media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
The story of Black History Month starts in Chicago. It's 1915 and thousands are there to celebrate. 50 years since the Emancipation Proclamation and the end of slavery. The gathering also inspires civic organizations to uncover the many achievements of Black citizens. By 1926, the celebration of African American history is official. This also is a time for rising racial pride. The Black middle class is expanding, and industrial cities like Milwaukee are luring African Americans with good jobs. There's so much more to tell you. Listen for the next Black History Month story here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Stephanie Miller.
She's a bad mamma jamma. Just as fine as she can be. Hey, she's a bad mamma jamma.
Indeed I am. Thank you.
Just as fine as she can be.
Thank you. Peace out. Okay. Norm Eisen, legal lad, firmly believes Donald Trump will be sent to prison. You know, I just like to read the happy stories, Chris. I'm in happy stack.
Oh, yeah.
He called the recent decision by Judge Chutkan to abandon her March 4th trial date pending the appeal, the immunity appeal from D.C. Circuit as a small win for Trump, but he said that case is going to get back on track. The New York case from Alvin Bragg is also, he points out, an election interference case. It's the original one. It's the paying off a porn star to, you know, so that didn't come out before the election. There are 34 felony counts against Trump in that one. It gives Bragg a window to slide in, he said, most likely over the summer. Most likely that one will conclude before the November election. Will Trump be sentenced to jail in 2024? Likely, yes. Okay. I only like to read things that make me happy, Chris.
Uh-huh.
Ha-la-la-la-la.
And then you yell at me for bringing things up that don't make you happy.
Ha-la-la-la-la. Exactly. I have a highly honed ha-la-la-la-la trigger in my head. Okay. Dean Obadala, our buddy, our pal, says Trump now accuses the Federal Reserve chair he appointed of essentially interfering in the 2024 election, speaking of interference, by doing a good job in bringing inflation down and helping the economy. Trump's mental decline is off the charts. I mean,
only the best people.
Aren't you supposed to not root openly for America's demise? Didn't that used to be a thing for a politician to not? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's the other thing about Biden. Chris, that I really love him. I really feel like he actually cares about doing something for the American people. He actually is in public service for the reason you're supposed to be. Trump clearly is just doing it, as he has done everything his whole life for himself, to line his own pockets, to stay out of jail. It's just, Ron says new campaign finance reports reveal Trump paid $20,000 to stage a rally of fake striking auto workers last September with non-union people holding up unions for Trump signs. Everything about him is fake. Yep. The Black for Trump people that he
LGBT
hires.
LGBT for Trump.
Oh, I mean, he's just a long con, man. It is, and this has been going on, almost 80 years now. Okay, Ro Khanna tweeted a historic first. Speaking of doing some real stuff for real people, Medicare began negotiations today on the top 10 most expensive and widely used prescription drugs. Currently, one in five adults over 65 ration medication in the U.S. due to cost. This is a huge step in bringing those prices down so people can afford medications they need. Dr. Wanda and I talk about this all the time. It's cheaper. Everything is in Australia. It's one of the reasons she's staying there, and I miss her terribly. But America's, up. We really are. I sent her the tweet about someone that was a shooting victim. Said, "Oh, I gotta get out of the hospital as soon as I can because I can't afford it." You're like, that's the most American tweet ever, right?
Yeah.
Rachel Bitticoffer, our buddy, our pal. The economy is pure fire. Less than 2 years out of a global pandemic because Joe Biden and Democrats went all in on Keynesian economic theory. Liberal economic theory just crushed Reaganomics. Thank you. How many times do we have to do this? How many laboratories are there in the states where Republican policies have failed miserably, And there's Gavin Newsom on TV this weekend. Are we the fourth largest economy in the world now?
I think so, yeah.
Yay, yay. Okay. I've made my point. 29 minutes after the hour, Stephanie Miller Show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This report sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Gray wolves will stay under federal endangered species protections. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says it's going to focus on a national wolf strategy. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says that means the state's wolf management plan will stay the same. It bans wolf hunting until the population in Wisconsin is well over 1,000. February is Black History Month. Black leaders in Wisconsin say the fight for equality is as relevant as ever.
All these years later, in 2024, that we've got people who are trying to undermine efforts around diversity, equity, and inclusion to lift people up who've had challenges trying to live out that simple American dream.
Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson on Civic Media's Earl Ingram Show. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Officials with Madison Schools will hold two public interview panels tomorrow as part of their search for a new school superintendent. The first panel is at noon for students, and the second panel is at 6:30 for parents. School officials narrowed it down to three finalists for the position. The school board anticipates naming their final pick to lead Madison Schools by the end of the month. City and county health officials are using air sample monitors at 15 area schools to help track flu and COVID levels in the community. The microwave-sized devices suck in air and analyze it for viruses. Health officials say it's a good way to track the current state of COVID in our community as fewer people take COVID tests. Over 80% of all air samples in area schools at the end of January tested positive for COVID. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wegehout, WMDX News.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
Some patchy fog and frost this morning, then gradually clearing with a little sunshine as we head into the afternoon. High today, 41, with wind northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, more fog. We'll drop down to 27 for a low. Tomorrow will be sunny and warmer with a high near 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Temperature now 24.
Darcy Haber, I hear you have solar panels on your office building. Since when are real estate brokers so concerned about the environment?
Drew, you should know that at Solidarity Realty, we provide outstanding real estate service while adhering to our core progressive values. Environmental sustainability is a big part of that.
So you really walk your talk, huh?
Yeah, I even walk to work.
Come on, always?
Well, sometimes I bike, and if I have an appointment across town, I use my solar panels to charge my plug-in.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Check them out at SolidarityRealty.com.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
If you actually look at so many of the court cases against Donald Trump, George, this is not about prosecuting Trump for something that he did. It's about throwing him off the ballot because Democrats feel that they can't beat him at the ballot box, and so they're trying to defeat him in court. This case, like so many legal cases against Donald Trump, They're trumped up. They're in extremely left-wing jurisdictions, or it's actually the Biden administration prosecuting his chief political rival.
They're in the jurisdictions where he committed the crimes.
I mean, they know the MAGA crowd is dumb enough to believe that Joe Biden is behind every civil criminal case, state, local, that started way before he was president. I mean, that's how dumb you have to be, right? Thank you, by the way. Here's the Rude Pundit tweet I was looking for. He said, how does two lawyers have any effect on whether or not Donald Trump and his lackeys conspired to overturn the election results in Georgia? I mean, if someone's on trial for murder and it turns out the DA is an investigator, we don't say, well, we better just let that murderer go free. I mean, that they're like, oh, well, you got to drop the case now. I'm like, really? Really? I'm in a mood this morning.
I can tell.
I'm cranky.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Let's go to Anita in San Antonio. Hello, Anita.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Hi.
I just want to talk about that crap show in Eagle Pass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they kind of exposed themselves because, you know, they kept telling everybody there was this invasion. And they go there, and there's nothing there. There was a woman they interviewed, one of the MAGAs there.
Yeah.
And she said that, yeah, she saw one woman come up to the fence and then turned around. So she said it was very enlightening for her. Yeah. And the residents there want these people to leave. They're being harassed.
Yeah, they're more, yes, so the invasion is of these idiots in trucks, right? I mean, that's the invasion.
They're driving around there. Yeah. And there's not a crisis. The only crisis there is a huge crisis in humanity because these people are in limbo. There's a backlog for asylum cases. I don't understand why everybody's so afraid because we have full employment. They're not taking your job. They have, they commit less crimes. They add to the economy. So it really doesn't make any sense. It's just flat out racism.
Yep, exactly. Call it for what it is. Let's get back to the main topic of affecting the world, and that is Taylor Swift.
Okay.
Congratulations on your Grammys.
That's
Thank
right.
you. Ocular tweets, Taylor Swift will be going to the Super Bowl to see the gayest city in America play against her boyfriend's team during Black History Month. Be sure to check in on your MAGA relatives. This is a hard time for them. Okay.
They're triggered.
Matthew tweets, when you stop to think about it, the image of a beautiful blonde all-American girl dating a champion football player is the most traditionally wholesome 1950s styles image you could dream up. The fact that right-wingers hate it really shows you how twisted their state of mind has become. It's the part of the whole conversation with Dr. Wanda next hour is what has happened to all of us, to our society? Yeah. John Pavlovitz, who I love, said, this life gives us enough to mourn over without any help. It's a shame we have to divert so much energy to these other unnecessary deaths, the traitorous former presidents, sham leaders and predatory preachers, and to the myopic sycophants that inexplicably worship them. I want to grieve normal things again. I think we all do. I mean, I feel like we passed normal like a long time ago, and now we're in some, time warp. I'm hearing the Rocky Horror Picture thing in my head. Just me.
Let's do the time warp again?
Yeah. No, let's not. Let's get back to normal. Miranda in Arizona. Hello, Miranda.
Hey, Steph. You know, I feel like you'd said something a couple of times today that I think kind of needs to be addressed. You keep talking about, you know, them holding on to these bills and how they're not going to get away with it. You don't see how Trump can get away with it. Of course he's going to get away with it. These people don't care about conservative or progressive. All they care about is how do we get Trump back in office?
Yep.
So of course he's going to get away with it.
But, you know, Miranda, that's the other thing I keep thinking. I was, you know, we're talking about Nikki Haley. Mm-hmm. I swear to God, like these people, they have no core principles, whether it's J.D. Vance or Nikki Haley, other than they want power. Nikki Haley's like, oh, did I say that last week on Charlemagne to God that, you know, Texas can secede? Oh, no, they can't. That's in the Constitution, she says in another. You know, she will just say whatever, you know, they're windsocks.
Right.
They're just.
Yep.
Yeah. Daryl with one last Taylor Swift. Jesse Waters, Taylor Swift should stay out of politics and stop telling people to vote. Stay in your lane. Coming up next, our panel of John Voight, Kevin Sorbo, and Scott Baio will discuss. They really don't ever see the irony, right? When they bash celebrities, that they have all these people on Fox News all the time, right? These idiots like that, then it's fine, right? Jojo from Jurors, our beloved, said, has anyone done a wellness check on Republicans? Taylor Swift is still dating Travis Kelce, who is still going to the Super Bowl, and the economy is booming. Biden's beating Trump in the polls, and we added 353,000 jobs in the month of January. All this winning must be very triggering. Sad.
Sad.
Sad. Sad. Hey, back to the real people doing real things for real people.
Okay.
Front. Black Knight says, Joe Biden saved my pension and the pensions of hundreds of thousands of my fellow unionized employees. Trump paid $20,000 to scabs to stage a fake union rally at a non-union plant. Vote for Joe Biden. It's really kind of that simple.
Yep.
Michael in Da Bronx. Hi, Michael.
It's sexy liberal mama. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Is this just when it comes to the immunity garbage that Trump is pulling? This is why Joe Manchin, rest his soul, says for all of us to listen with a third ear. There is no way that is going to fly when it's not even in the doggone Constitution to begin with. And like any other president, took an oath to abide by the Constitution, what's in it. Nothing more, nothing less. You don't see anything involving immunity. And if anyone was to benefit most of this, it would be Biden himself.
Yeah, I mean, I get that, you know, what did Glenn Kirshner and others say to us Friday, Jody, that, like, they want to make this bulletproof. Mm-hmm. And, you know, hopefully that the Supreme Court doesn't even take it up, because, you know, that's the last thing we want is more delay. But I still agree with, you know, how we use all our stare decisis and just ipso facto.
Uh-huh.
Let's add snap-a-doodle to that.
Snap-a-doodle?
Andrew Weissman, snap-a-doodle. Let's snap-a-doodle. Compelling public interest.
Okay.
Snap-a-doodle. Okay.
I don't think that's taught in law school.
Snap-a-doodle. Let's go. Okay. Our speaking of legal lads, Tristan Snell said, why did the FBI not force their way into the closet and hidden room that they failed to search at Mar-a-Lago? Why haven't they gone back to Mar-a-Lago to search those rooms? Why the hesitation? Why the special treatment, the kid gloves, the fear of confronting Trump? They didn't want to raid Mar-a-Lago in the first place.
No,
they tried to stop it. I mean, you cannot have a traitor to the United States without a lot of other traitors willing to enable them, right? That don't seem to care. That our there are national secrets are there.
Yep.
I feel very lonely with Jody not here.
I'm here.
Am I?
What, am I chopped liver?
No,
you're beautiful and handsome and romantic.
But nobody
Chris.
Can see that this morning.
Yes.
That's what I know. Nick's mad.
I feel
me.
Like a who in Whoville. Am I? Is anyone? I hear me? Hi.
I'm here.
I have gotten messages from Nick in Nebraska that he can't watch this morning.
Oh, that's sad. Sad.
Sad.
All right. Jody, we miss you.
Miss you guys.
You're very quiet, too. Could you just...
I'm not quiet. You just
pipe
very...
Up, pipe up. This... Pipe up. Okay. Oh, here we go. It's not often I give you this many opportunities in one show to be wrong. I mean, normally you do well on your own. But...
Okay, let's do this.
Who said... And I can see you years from now in a bar talking over a football game with that same big loud opinion, but no one's listening, washed up and ranting about the same old bitter things, drunken and grumbling. But all you are is mean. All you are is mean and a liar and pathetic and alone in life and mean and mean and mean and mean. Who said that?
The far out space nuts.
No, you probably know it's Taylor Swift. It's right. The lyrics to Mean.
Well,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
God, she's also psychic, obviously. That was a 2010 hit.
Yeah.
Mean. Hmm. Applies to MAGA haters in 2024, in my personal opinion. Stone Kettle tweets, I took yesterday off, and I'll probably take most of today off as well. I assume in my absence, take the border back trucker and scooter convoy of patriotism led by Sarah Palin and Ted Nugent has indeed taken back our border from whoever had it, and we are now secure as a nation. Huzzah, and so forth and so on. This is just such an ongoing clown show. I just, by the way, is she looking more like, what is going on with her? Well, she looks like Madam, doesn't she? What's happening with Sarah Palin?
She's getting work done.
You think?
Yes.
Okay.
A lot of work done.
Okay.
And also the countless hours she spends in a tanning bed. That does something to her.
Jody, in the snap-a-doodle file. Edward reminds us, Brazil had their own version of J6 by their version of him, and they acted quickly and disallowed him from running again, and the court system worked very quickly in all aspects of it. The problems we have here in the courts are working at a snail's pace and allowing him delays constantly, complete with their version of this guy. This is what I'm with Jen Psaki. I'm starting to get on the freak out ledge. You know, really, our courts don't consider it a compelling public interest to know whether this is a convicted felon that people right. might vote for. I mean, it's just, I just see this train wreck coming no matter what. Don't you? I mean, it just, okay. Where am I?
I don't know.
Oh, George Conway.
You're in your basement.
Ah, George Conway said in a separate anecdote, Kaplan detailed the end of the deposition when she was set to leave, saying that Trump told her, see you next Tuesday. He mm-hmm. is such an immature jerk yeah. that it's hard to even put into words. He obviously planned that in advance to call her the C word, Robbie Kaplan. And also that he threw this tantrum over them feeding Alina Habba, providing lunch for them, which any lawyer in any deposition right. anywhere does as a courtesy when you come to them. But he apparently, like, Friday knocked all these documents off the desk and left in a huff because he's such a toddler. I just can't yeah. beyond everything else. Yes, we come here, wrapping one on, we come in the room and I say, I'm done asking questions. And immediately I hear from the other side, off the record. So they must have had it planned. And he looks at me from across the table and says, see you next Tuesday.
Yep.
Oh my God. He just, it will always be an eighth grade bully.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Chuck tweets, the GOP doesn't say they hate Jews, they say George Soros back. The GQP doesn't say they hate gays, they say groomers. The GQP doesn't say they hate Hispanics, they say illegals. The GQP doesn't say they hate blacks, they say ban woke. Be wary of a party that uses dehumanizing language. And a last happy clappy one from Mr. Week. Stop listening to the media. President Biden just won South Carolina, not only by 90%, but he gained 13% more voters in 2024 than he achieved in 2020.
Yep.
Didn't you love, who was it, Dean Phillips taking a little victory lap, and he came in third in a one-person race.
Yeah.
Marianne Williamson
beat him?
I believe so.
She did.
Alrighty then.
And they don't go for that new agey stuff in South Carolina.
Yeah, no?
No.
Yeah.
Lindy
Lee says, get this, Biden faced a torrent of bad press in the lead up to South Carolina primary. He just won by 94 points. Biden didn't even campaign in New Hampshire. He wasn't even on the ballot. He still won by 53 points. Media, it's time to stop with your Biden doom and gloom narrative. Thank you. Why is it like Trump wins by half the votes he got last time, and they're like, oh, Trump dominating. And this just gets ignored, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why do I feel like no one's... Hello?
Hey.
I feel all alone today.
We're having a discussion with you.
Okay. All right. my best friend will be down in a few minutes, 47 minutes after the hour, portion of the show. Brought to you by Power Life. It's right there.
Right here. Whey.
Yeah, whey. You get the whey protein.
Whey.
Jody and I have plant protein. Mm-hmm. I'm a largely plant-based person, as you know, Chris.
I've heard.
But you got to get your protein,
yeah.
right? Look at me. I'm looking at a human block of muscle granite explaining protein to you.
I know my way around protein.
Yeah, you did. You
and
grabbed that thing
stuff.
And you were like, you read the whole label and you're like, yep.
Yep, this is legit.
All right. Well, you know, P90X, I used to do that. Tony Horton, he was one of the healthiest and fittest guys out there. In 2017, he came down with a rare shingles virus, was bedridden, barely walked, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Today, age 65, bam, Tony's in the best shape of his life. He discovered HMB. That's what's in there. Naturally occurring molecule that helps the human body build muscle at an incredible rate, resulting in better workouts that build and maintain muscle. Studies have shown patients who consumed the protein with HMB were able to build new muscle even without exercise. I mean, I know you will continue to go lift your Buicks every day.
Of course.
That's it's an actual gym where there's just actual Buicks, and that's what Chris lifts.
Yes. It's called the Buick Gym.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
High impact protein. That's what it is. A tasty once-a-day powder available either in whey. That's W-H-E-Y. Or plant protein. Mix it with water, almond milk, your favorite ingredients, what have you. If you make smoothies or you just like it, you know, straight up. MyPowerLife.com. The code is fitness to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. MyPowerLife.com or text fitness to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply or go right to MyPowerLife.com and type in fitness.
Oh, my God. That is hilarious.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He is 83 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, for me, this has been a real game changer. I love it. I use it in my bike and hike bottle every day. Morning Kick isn't just your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, give you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. The code is Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. This Valentine's Day, surprise that special person with a gift they're going to love wearing and you're going to love seeing them wear. I'm talking about luxuriously soft and stylish loungewear and pajamas from Cozy Earth, the brand that made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row. You already know that I'd live in their pajamas full time if I could. For him, I recommend the popular Cozy Earth bamboo joggers or the bamboo pullover crew or an awesome new cityscape hoodie. You really can't go wrong with Cozy Earth. And while you're at it, don't forget about their luxuriously soft pajamas for men and women. Best of all, Cozy Earth loungewear and pajamas are made with temperature-regulating viscose from a highly sustainable bamboo, so they're supremely soft and comfortable. Right now, you can save up to 35% on Cozy Earth loungewear, pajamas, bedding, bath towels, and more, and backed by a 10-year warranty. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Miller for up to 35% off checkout. That's an amazing price for an amazing amount of luxury. CozyEarth.com. The promo code is Miller. CozyEarth.com.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Yep, I'm looking at the pages right now.
Thomas's translation company just lost its only two Spanish speakers. Tomorrow. Without the right replacements, he'll be en problemas.
Yeah, we'll have those ready. Tonight's gonna be a late one.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Stephanie Miller. She's been a real bad girl. We can make it better. And tell me, boy, now wouldn't that be sweet?
Woohoo! It is the Stephanie Miller Show, or is it? If it falls in a forest, does it make a sound? We're having, we are waterlogged. We're having some technical issues. So I don't, but you know what? I just want to talk to the two of you, because that's
okay. Hi.
And also David in Miami. Hello, David. Welcome.
Yeah, just a 100.
Hi, David. Go ahead.
Okay.
All right. David.
Oh, hey, y'all.
Yes. Is now a bad time for us to have called?
on the same birthday as Dan Quayle, so could you use your Irish cream voice to wish me a happy birthday?
Happy birthday. All right. I'm not sure. David doesn't really seem to. Okay. Hi. By the by, Jody, we've been talking about COVID idiots for quite some time now.
Yes.
Hody tweets, the group that is screaming, don't tell me what to do, I won't wear a mask, I won't vaccinate my children, or telling everyone else what to read, who you can love, what you can and can't do with your bodies, what your sexuality is, and how you can feel. We need to tell them to shut up and mind their own business. Mm-hmm. Didn't they used to be the party of mind your own business and blah, blah, blah? Chris is very stressed out. I'm sorry, Christopher.
Yep.
We're having a morning. Yeah, these videos cracked me up. Midas Touch said the MAGA border convoy finally arrived at the border, and they were shocked to find there was no invasion, despite what the right-wing media had told them. I'm wondering how much more that's going to happen in the run-up to the election, where, you know, they're being told the economy's horrible and there's an invasion and blah, 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 and just finding out that it's not true, right? Mm-hmm. That, oh, my insulin's $35, and, oh, right. My pension is saved because of blah, blah, blah. Okay. Jody, maybe you should take over and guess the quote. Cause...
Okay, I'll try. Yeah.
Okay. Who said, my parents taught me never to judge others based on who they love, what color their skin is, or their religion?
Chris LaVoy.
No, that's a good guess, though. No, it was Taylor Swift, who was, we have a theme for today's show. And then, they said, now I know why the right hates her. I, however, love her. I've watched, I don't even know which one. I think there's more than one documentary about her. But I've watched more than one now, and oh, my God. Her, like, sweetness just shines mm-hmm. through. She's just a, you know, a little light of joy and positivity. Lovely. And, right? I mean, it is really, we will talk to Dr. Wanda in a bit about what the psychosis is surrounding Taylor Swift. Okay, Malcolm Nance, who, by the way, was right again, said World War III starting in the
yes.
next couple of days. I was like, oh, okay. He said it right before he said goodbye on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, okay, thanks. What? Okay, let's please hope and pray this does not become a wider war and everything that's happening in the Middle East. But anyway, I just appreciate him standing up for Kamala Harris as he does. He said, someone asked me tonight what Kamala Harris has achieved. When I said she's vice president of the United States, they dismissed that and said, but name something she's done. I'm flabbergasted at how stupid people are. Every achievement of POTUS is equally her achievement. She is the highest elected black woman in American history. She does the full Ginger Rogers, doing everything the boss does, just backwards and in heels. Every commanding officer is as good as his executive officer. She is badass and ready for command. Thank you, Malcolm. Oh, I'm so tired of the racist and sexist crap she takes. She gets it with both barrels. Yeah, and he retreated somebody that said, strong male boss. He demands only the best from his staff. He's powerful and ambitious and gets the job done. What a leader. Strong woman boss. She's such a bitch. She holds me accountable for everything and gets frustrated that I'm not doing my job. And it's just, oh, my God, we hear the same thing about her laugh. I love her laugh. Remember, we had the same thing about Hillary.
Yep.
I don't like the man. She needs to smile more. Oh, now she's laughing too much.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You should smile more.
Thanks, Chris. Uh-huh. This is not a morning to piss any of us off. We are really sharing one nerve this morning because of rain and technical problems. You know who is a delight is our Joe from Jersey, who wrote a little Gilligan's Island limerick. Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a wasteful trip that started as a photo op aboard this tiny ship. Ted Cruz was a lying liar lad and Graham was so impure. These dumb mother set sail that day for a taxpayer tour. Oh, that's cute. And then Victor Shee just tweeted a photo of President Biden hugging Hunter. What a photo. President Biden hugging Hunter today on his birthday after they got lunch together in L.A. Joe Biden's truly an amazing and loving human and a great father. Republicans have nothing on either of them. Thank you, yep. Victor. What a little ray of hope he is.
Yes.
Speaking of which, my best friend, Dr. the brilliant psychologist, Dr. Wanda von Kleist, next.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hey, everybody, this is Aaron from the Todd Allbaugh Show. Just letting you know that Todd will be back on Monday with a brand new show. So tune in then from noon to 2.
If you're craving the authentic flavors of Mexico, the place to be in Madison is Casa Fiesta. With over two decades of culinary expertise, their passionate chef is ready to tantalize your taste buds, and their friendly staff ensures a fantastic dining experience. Plus, get your sing on with Mexican and American karaoke every Friday and Saturday night. Casa Fiesta opens 7 days a week at 7005 Tree Lane in Madison. Call 608-203-5998. Casa Fiesta, where good times and great food come together.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The soundtrack.